Good morning and welcome to the Heart of Christ Church, where we know God is good and all the time. We also know that God has given His Word unto us through His Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, and that Word is summed up in three commands: love God, love others, and go with the gospel of Jesus Christ. For in those three commands, all the Scriptures is wrapped up, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. And as we love God, we learn the Word. As we love others, we take that Word out into the lives of our congregation and our friends and families. But we don't stop there, for we go into all of the world to bring the message of the salvation of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? And amen. Well, today we are continuing on in our sermon series, but I told you some time ago that this Sunday is Testimony Sunday, and that has not changed. What is really amazing is the fact, as I explained earlier to the congregation, and you can turn in your Bibles to the book of Mark. We're starting in Mark chapter 8. We determined that this was going to be the day of Testimony Sunday all the way back in October or November, as Mitch was telling us earlier. And it just so happens, as God is God and we are not, that it falls right in line with what we're preaching through Lent. Because we know that we've been talking about seven things that we must let go of if we are to live life abundantly. And we are on number five this week, and number five is our lives. So how does that tie in to giving a testimony? Well, it doesn't tie into giving a testimony. It ties into what you did to give the testimony. Because it's us going out into the world and sharing the life that is the only life worth living, and that is the life that Jesus Christ has given unto each and every one of us. Can I say, hear an amen? So today, from chapter 8 in the book of Mark, let us read the word of the Lord from verse 34 through 38. And he summoned the crowd with his disciples, and he said to them, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." When we read those words, when we understand what Jesus is talking about here, he's telling us that we must deny ourselves, that we must take up our cross and follow him. That is to realize that our life is to be a life led unto him, given unto him. Just as he carried our cross, so too must we carry our cross into the world to allow others to see that we are broken people who know the one who brings us to salvation and wholeness. Can I get an amen? Because as we do that, we are showing the very example that Christ brought to us. He was not a sinner that needed to be saved. He was the Savior that came to heal sin. And in his name we come this day, that we would not be ashamed of him before people, but literally speak the name of Jesus into the world. That is walking in life. That is giving up our lives and submitting ourselves to him and his will and his way, because his way is the gospels. Can I get an amen, church? And as we submit ourselves, as we let go and we allow God to use us in our world, that means where you are, okay? We say about the going, well, I got to go. That means I got to go to Mozambique, or I got to go to Zimbabwe, or I got to go to Nicaragua, or I got to... No, as you are going, as you are out there about your life, share the Word of God, and if you have to speak, use words. A lot of people look at me and they say, "What does that mean?" We need to be Christ in this world, that when people look at us and see us, they see the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't see us. That they see his hope, his love, his joy, his glory, his power, his strength, his resolve. And as we live that life, as we give up ourselves and take upon ourselves the Holy Spirit of God and live in humility before all men and all women and all children, we have the answers to life that our world so desperately needs. Secondly, turn to John chapter 12. I told you, hold me to 10 minutes, all right? So we're already at 5. So we're going to go to John in chapter 12. John in chapter 12. This will be the shortest sermon this pastor has ever preached. We'll see. They trust me. Chapter 12, verse 23. Chapter 12 in verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. And if anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will also be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." We need to understand that we need to die from self. And when we do, just like a grain of wheat drops into the ground, when we let go of our control, what we want to hold on to, when we let go of our expectations, when we let go of our superiority, when we let go of our enemies, when we let go of our life, that's the first five things we've gone over. We die to self. And we can live as Christ in our world. And that's what Jesus is talking about. Jesus was one, and they were all putting their hope in him. What happened to him? He died on the cross of Calvary. How did they feel at the end of that? They thought it was over. They started to leave him. They started to abandon him. And all of a sudden, he came up out of the grave. And when he did, over 500 others came out of the grave with him. Amen. I got one hand in the air shouting glory to the Lord. And we too, who are dead in our sins, have become alive in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? Therefore, we see the yield that has come, that it has continued to grow. And as we die and plant ourselves into the soil of God's Word, and we bring that out into the world, it too shall bear fruit unto the millions who will come unto the Lord. That's how the disciples did what they did. We have their testimony. That's exactly what this book is. It is the testimony of the early church. The entirety of the book of Acts recounts it, and then we have all the epistles that speak of it. We have the Old Testament, which carries it all the way from the very beginning of time, and then to the book of Revelation, which speaks of a time yet to come, and we're headed into. But we're still writing Acts chapter 29. Yeah, there is no 29th chapter because we're in it right now. And I want you to hear something from your pastor, because today when we go into our testimonies, which is getting ready to start, I want you to understand something. Sometimes you think you're going to go out and take a message, but God says, "Nope, you are so prepared to go out for me, I need to encourage you to see that what you're doing is worthwhile." Because you see, your pastor wanted to give some Bibles out at his doctor's office the other week. So I thought, boy, this will be cool. I go in there, I got three of them in my pockets. I was loaded for bear. I walked in, stood at the desk, and the lady who was checking me in had her Bible open, was doing her devotion when I got there. I was like, darn, I can't talk to her. So I thought, well, I'm going to have a sit down here. I'm the only one in the office. Somebody's surely going to come in the door. So I sat down and I got one of the Bibles out and I put it in my shirt pocket, right? I'm ready. And this lady comes in and she walks over to the desk and she looks down and she's talking, she's signing in. And she says, "Oh, that's a really good book there." And I'm like, maybe she's a Christian. And she turns around and she comes over and she says, "Well, I think I'm going to sit over here. I can talk to you while we're waiting." And I thought, all right, Lord, open the door. And she looks at me and she says, "Is God good or what?" I'm like, Lord, I want to give a Bible out today. And this lady started quoting scripture to me and talking, and the next thing you know, another lady came in. And I thought, well, you know, maybe the third time's the charm. And she's talking to me, and we're talking about the Lord, and I'm amen in everything she's saying. I mean, she's quoting scripture like your pastor can't quote scripture. And the next thing you know, this lady sits down and she says, oh, I love this conversation. She said, I was just in Bible study, and then she starts going. And I'm like, I felt like Malmatoast. I'm like, Lord, I can't even, I want to at least tell them while I was here. And about that time, the nurse comes out and says, Richard. Oh. So I went in the back and I thought, well, here's my last opportunity. The nurse that's going to take my blood, I want to tell her about the blood that'll save you. And the next thing I know, she's talking to me about Jesus. Because you see, sometimes when we go, God says, I want you to see I'm here. You're not alone. I'm here. And I am winning the race. And so too are you in being ready. The desire of wanting to go often precedes you where the people are ready to receive you. I want our first group of guys to get up. They've got a video we're going to show, and I want you to understand. This was in Kensington. Is that the name of the place where you went? Kensington, which is outside of Philly. It's a suburb of Philly. Am I correct on that? And I'm going to wrap this thing up right here. Look at the word of the Lord yet again in the book of John from chapter 12 and verse 24. Truly, truly. Chapter 12, verse 24. We read it earlier, Miss Sally. Chapter 12, verse 24. And the word of the Lord says unto us, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. You've just heard that very truth being spoken right here in front of you. That when we let go of our life, our pride, our issues, our wants, our desires, and we take on the love of God and the love of others, we cannot but go into the world, and much fruit will come from that death. That death of self brings forth life when it is planted in the soil of God's holy word. Can I get an amen, church? And I'm speaking to all you folks out there that are watching us today. If you do not know the Lord and you want to know the Lord, you want to know this hope that we have, the desire that drives us every day, that when things fall apart, we know who holds the way because He is the truth and He is the life. Can I get an amen? And if that's the case, then I want you to pray with me now as we close this day. Father God, I am a sinner. I have defiled your name. I have defiled the life that you have given me, and I repent thereof now. And Lord Jesus, I recognize you as my Savior. I hold to the hem of your garment that you are my power unto life. And as you died on that cross of Calvary and shed your blood, I claim it now in my holy name that you will give me in that day. Because, Lord God, we are now yours as we have accepted you, your payment for our sin. We are no longer of this world, but we are of the life eternal, the kingdom of Jesus the Christ, in whose name we pray. And the church says, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or If you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.